Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Love is Blind, Season 6, Reunion. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Yo, first of all, we got to talk about your camera. What the hell is going on?
Well, I'm in shitty-ass Houston where somebody hit my car last
night. Now you just cost us our monetization. Thank you very much, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm in Houston where somebody hit my car last night, and we are actually in the same place like we did when you were in Atlanta. So I'm not in Austin. I'm in Houston right now.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to do the best we can with what we have because we know we haven't had a chance. A lot going on last week. That we and over the weekend that we couldn't actually put up a show, but here we are. We're ready. I got my whiskey. Black Beauty is going to go into the shop Wednesday morning to get that fixed. So it is what it is.
And when he says he's got his whiskey, he's been on his whiskey because, you know, this happened. He discovered the car early this morning. And to be fair, what Drew say, messing up the money. Yes. Cursing this early, you know you got to wait a certain amount of time before you curse.
I'm sorry.
10 seconds is it. You just go let it fly.
I'm sorry. As some people say, I was feeling some type of way today after 7 o'clock in the morning. And I see that somebody hit my car and didn't even leave a note. So I'm over it. I'm good. Mm. I'm about 2 whiskeys in. And I know that the show must go on. So I'm trying to have a positive mindset.
Well, we appreciate you for having a positive mindset. Here's something to get you in a much better place. Nikki B says, let me get a late birthday shout out, Yanni. I'm a St. Patty's baby. Hey, and I'm Irish. So, yes, happy belated birthday, Nikki B.
You ain't Irish.
Leave it up to people
what,
like
what
you.
What part of Ireland are you from? MLK Street? You ain't Irish.
Exactly.
But Nikki B, happy birthday. Hope you had a great one.
Yep. Hey, Toya, right? Don't you start this. Don't y'all start this. All right? Let me explain something to you. Matter of fact, big St. Patrick's Day celebration is still happening in a month. Sorry. I sent you that... the live they were doing, right?
No, you didn't.
Oh, I didn't.
You told me about it, but you didn't send it to me.
Oh, my bad. Oh, well. I'll show you later. And by the way, Connie says, cheer up, Terrell. Right.
I'm trying to be positive, but this city. Sorry. Don't let me get me going.
Yeah. It says, here we go. Terrell is sitting in the dark.
I'm sitting here in my feelings. I'm in my feelings right now.
And before we get into this episode, just want to clear up for Toy. He says, St. Kitts and the Irish? No, so St. Kitts was actually French and English. Montserrat, which is where my grandfather's from, grew up in Montserrat. Born in St. Kitts, grew up in Montserrat. And Montserrat is very Irish. It's the Emerald Isle of the Caribbean.
He told me that last night. I was quite shocked. I was like, really?
That's because you don't pay attention.
I don't. I'm a Scorpio. We don't care about other people, I guess. We focus on our stuff.
Well, you know, we thought we were going to care about this reunion. And the question is, did we really care about the reunion?
So I will say that the reunion still was lacking some things, but it was still one of the best reunions that I've seen. They brought receipts. Mm-hmm. I thought that was good. There was, and I don't know what happened. We're going to dig into it. I'm thinking maybe they brought too many receipts that they couldn't really do much to the people that we really wanted to hear some more stuff about. But overall, it wasn't a bad reunion. But for the season to be as bad as it was, I'm like, okay, this is okay.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad reunion. It definitely could have been a lot better. But the thing that got me, right, because Jeremy's there, Laura isn't, and then Sarah Ann is there. And I don't understand why were people upset when they kissed when she was introduced because they said they're dating. Here's Sarah Ann. And they were like, oh, I can't believe they kissed. They're doing more than
people,
that.
Were people really upset about that?
Yeah, just even in the crowd. It was just, yeah.
Okay, so Sarah Ann comes out. Apparently, her and Jeremy have been dating for almost a year, and they actually live together. Mm-hmm. And it's bad, right? I get it. It's bad. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to play devil's advocate for this recap and really root on Sarah Ann and just think that she's doing pretty good. They had Laura via Zoom from, where was she at? Brazil or? She was in some other country.
I have employees.
Yeah, she's in other countries. She's over there bean dipping the other part of the world. And
You know, it's funny because Mario J says women don't like Sarah Ann, right? And Nicole's like, yeah, she's going to prom and he came from Miami Vice. I like how Jeremy came out with his Hawaiian shirt because it's like a straight up F you to Laura and her not liking his shirts. I agree.
It was. I mean, they've been over for over a year, but you can tell that there's still some feelings and animosity there. But the fact that Jeremy and Sarah Ann are still together. What if they were the two that were meant to be together and it just didn't work out? Now, what I don't like is the attitude from Sarah Ann and Jeremy. They could have easily just said, hey, you know what? I see how this looks. Our bad. This wasn't our intent. It didn't happen the way people think. We didn't make out in the car and all that stuff. Hey, have some humility about themselves. Right. And they didn't.
Well, he had more than she did. Sarah Ann was ready for all the smoke. She was like, what day's today? Is it January 6th? Let's go. She came to ride. Yo, for real. Because she was just like, she had smoke for everybody. She did not care. He's like, all right, just calm down, babe. So at least he tried to just be a little at peace, right?
He was. He was trying to calm it down because he knew it was going to be a mess. And I felt like all of us wanted to see Laura do what she did. We wanted to see her call them out, say how you felt, get it off your chest. And it was great. Sarah Ann, though, the thing I don't understand out of all of this is when she went into the, I'm not the pick me girl, you're the pick me girl. And I don't really know where this pick me thing came from. I think it's from, what's that show with Dr. McDreamy, whatever hospital show. I can't remember the name of it on top of my head right now.
Oh, Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. I think it's a Grey's Anatomy line, but regardless, I thought the whole thing was fire. I like how Jessica went at Sarah Ann and said, actually, remember you said you're going to have your moment? And you did.
Yeah.
And you did.
She did, though, because I remember I said that. I said that. So thank you, Laura, for watching our podcast. Nikki B says Sarah Ann stole all the Panks glitter. If you may not know where that came from, or do you?
I don't.
The paint. Somebody's gonna school you in the comments.
I don't know where that came from, but I think we were all ready for this battle, and it didn't disappoint because Laura got a chance to say what she really felt, got off her chest. Sarah Ann, whatever gibberish that she was spitting, it is what it is. But then also when they played the clip of Sarah Ann and Laura talking at the lake trip,
yeah.
That's where I felt like, hey, Sarah Ann came to you and she told you, hey, this is how it came out. I didn't mean it to be this way. Here's why I said it. I was totally wrong. And Laura, even though Laura said, I think what you did was disrespectful, but she still made it seem like you forgave a person. You can't forgive somebody and then a year later talk shit. And I think that's what Laura did. That's what I don't like. So, like Sarah came to you, girl to girl, whatever, woman to woman, whatever you want to call it. And you were okay at that point. And then now all of a sudden on the big screen, you're going to make a big issue of it. I didn't like that.
Like Anisha says, Laura should have been called out, should have been called on for her support of Jessica and doing the same thing Sarah Ann did. Exactly. Be careful what you ask other people to do and what you support other people doing because it can come back on you. And she didn't want that man anyway. She did not want him. She did not like him. It's okay. I mean, even though Angie's like Sarah Ann is a snake, she didn't mean it. And TM10 says Laura said most smoke was for Jeremy. Here's the thing, though. I will say even who was it? Was it Jimmy who had some smoke for Jeremy, too? I'm like, where'd this come from?
Yeah, I thought that was odd too, because Laura told Sarah Ann that I think Jeremy made a comment, something along the lines of, at least I don't look as bad as a villain as Jimmy does.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how Jimmy handled that, because they said, what do you think? He's like, I have enough on my plate.
Yeah,
I really don't need to get into this conversation. But Jimmy didn't like how Jeremy treated him when he was trying to make his toughest decision. And apparently Jeremy made a comment that said, at least I don't look as bad as a villain as Jimmy did, or something like that.
Okay,
which that was all so crap.
What? Yo, okay, here's the problem I have with Jimmy in this case. Don't come in here with all this attitude and all this fire. And the minute I go, oh, I've got a match too, mother, then you're like, oh, no, I've got problems of my own. No, 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 no. Don't do that. Don't do that. Do not start this. If it don't start none, won't be none. And that's the problem that Jimmy had. Jimmy was ready to be mad. And then when he realized, uh-oh, I'm out.
I can't be too mad, because I don't want to open up the window for too much stuff.
Yes.
And as much as I don't like these shows to be dragged out, this one should have been 2 hours, because mm-hmm. there were so many different stories outside yes. of Amy and Johnny that we wanted to hear. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't need to hear Amy and Johnny. They didn't have to come. We just know they're great. Yeah. We're all happy for them. We love them. But there was a lot of stuff that didn't come out. But with the whole Sarah Ann, Laura, and Jeremy situation, it was really messy. And mm-hmm. Jeremy took no accountability for any of it. He made any it seem it. Like this is no big deal. The mm-hmm. whole sharing his location. And Vanessa and Nick were cute with their little quips.
Yeah,
right?
did he share his location with you?
Yeah, she said, because Laura has shared her location with us. I was like, look at y'all trying to be funny, because y'all totally sucked at this last year.
Who wrote season. That joke for you?
It was
Toya
good.
Says, DMing an engaged man will never be okay. Yep, technically they're exes, but still, and I get it. But at the same time, Shoshana's like, it's funny how the women hate Sarah Ann more than Jeremy. He's the one who was engaged to Laura.
Exactly. It's not Sarah Ann that's the villain. It's Jeremy. She didn't do anything wrong.
Laura is the villain, and we keep forgetting that. Bean dip. That's all I'm going to say. Bean dip. It's her fault. And Jeremy was leaving. You know why Jeremy showed her that DM? It's because of the beach party. When she tried to throw him under the bus, remember he said, I'm leaving. She's like, leaving the party or leaving the island? He's like, I'm going to Sarah Ann. And they're like, we got to edit that out, please. Can we put, okay, I'm leaving the island. Okay. And action.
I agree with I think it's a T minus 10 here that mm-hmm. I think Jeremy breaks up with women by doing something egregious, getting mm-hmm. them to break up with him. I probably agree with that. I think that he does say, hey, I'm gonna blow this thing up, rather than just having a conversation. He's just gonna do something really bad to blow it all up. I would totally agree with that. Totally agree with that comment. But I really think that the world is really negative towards Sarah Ann, and you hit the mm-hmm. nail on the head. Jeremy was the one that was responsible for this. Mm-hmm. And if both of them are claiming nothing happened, none of us believe it, but no one, you know, they claim nothing happened while they were hanging out in the parking lot talking. But I think that whole conversation made Jeremy realize Laura's not my person, and he bounced. And it was ugly. It was a whole ugly situation.
Deny, deny, deny until the day you die. Women have known this forever. Men are just figuring this out.
Well, but I mean, Laura can't really look back at this experience and say that she was amazing. You know, Laura's beautiful, but there's a lot of things about her personality that we joked about, you know, on this show. And so I could see that there were some challenges. For Laura, I think she feels slighted that you met my family, you met all these people that I normally don't let into my world, you did me wrong. And Jeremy's really saying, I didn't do you wrong. I ended it, and then I hung out with Sarah Ann, and we're good. So they're all going to have to deal with it how they deal with it. Apparently, Laura's in a relationship, and she's happy. Mm-hmm. And apparently, Jeremy and Sarah Ann, I can't say they're happy, because rumor has it they break up a lot. But he's happy.
She was definitely a little surprised when, every time, we only see him when he's broken up, and she's like, wait, what? So there's a little of that there. By the way, I just want to couple things here. Love My Brown Skin says the issue with Sarah Ann is the lack of respect for someone else's relationship. She doesn't care what needed to happen to get what she wants. I wouldn't want her in my friend circle. I get that. But Nikki B wanted to point out, Terrell would fall in love with Mississippi. Am I crooked letter? Yeah, so you've not the state.
She oh, says, I've been to Mississippi watch. And no.
It's not. Don't look. It's not talking about the state. She says, go watch P-Valley. You're welcome.
Okay. Maybe I'll look into that one. I'm not sure. But I've been to Mississippi quite a few times and no.
You ain't
no
been to this Mississippi.
There. Yeah, no one from there. But I think that if everybody's going to blame Sarah Ann, you got to put this in the perspective of it's a show. It's a contest. You're all out trying to go after the same people. I think it's different than in the real world where if you're engaged and somebody's like, oh, you're engaged to Jeremy? I knew him 2 years ago. We dated a couple times. Mm-hmm. And then slide into his DM, send a message. That's wrong. But if you if you take it from the perspective of the show, mm-hmm. Maybe she gets a little bit of a pass.
Mm-hmm. Now, this guy was a fan favorite for a long time until receipts were brought on social media and Trevor, they brought him out to explain and did he really?
You know, I'll admit I was duped by Trevor because I had no idea. We all rooted for Trevor. We were like, Trevor, you should be with Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Chelsea, you're crazy for being with Jimmy. Well, then mm-hmm. we find out that not only does Trevor have a relationship before he goes into the pods, mm-hmm. there's text messages. And I love how Nick and Vanessa read receipts mm-hmm. of these text messages. And it was so bad that Trevor couldn't really say a thing. He was just sitting there just, yeah. Like he couldn't say anything. He couldn't even speak because he knew he was caught.
Was it because he was caught or was it because they did a terrible job reenacting those text messages?
It was cute how they reenacted text messages, but he was just straight up caught. There was nothing he could say to talk about that situation. Remember when they asked Jeremy about his situation? Oh, I can speak to that directly. Yeah. Here's what I did. Trevor mm-hmm. couldn't do any of that.
Well,
and it made sense.
M. Smith says he choked. He needed an EpiPen. And Shoshana says, Trevor, the toddler.
Hey, he couldn't even speak on it. And I respect the fact that he said, I don't owe anyone else an explanation besides right. Chelsea. Which is nice to say, but dude, you look really bad. Like, you look really bad. This was your time to try to speak up and talk about the fact that you were in love with somebody mm-hmm. with receipts of you being in love with this person before he got in the pods and receipts of you couldn't wait to get with this, as he called it, toxic person.
Yeah.
After he got out the pods.
Well, we know Trevor. Somebody else from another show who loves toxic relationships, so it's possible.
I get it. But Trevor, come on, man. You got to step up. This was your chance.
Have you seen the woman that he supposedly... steroids have an effect on people, and apparently both of them use it. Precious Me says Trevor showed up on his lunch break looking like he sells internet door to door.
He did.
And then Crystal K says Trevor's really pathetic. Can I leave? Do you have legs? And he sat there like a 3-year-old told, no, you sit right there until we tell you you can leave.
Yeah. Well, and this is what I liked about the reunion. They said, no, you're going to sit here and take your talking to. Mm-hmm. What did you think you were going to get from this? Were you trying to get fame for your business? Whatever. Yes. He said, what business? I don't mm-hmm. have anything. So then it makes him even look worse. It's like, so you did this stuff for no reason?
Like
there was nothing to gain out of this for you.
Like Janessa says, they made him the lesson so future seasons would be taken seriously. The only problem I have with that is, do we really take this seriously anymore?
No.
No.
That's reality TV.
I get what you're saying. And I know that's what they probably thought. However,
this was their way to sell. This is the one thing I hated about the reunion. This is their way to sell Love is Blind. You bring in all these people from previous seasons and two of them are pregnant. The experiment works. No, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work as well as y'all think it is, but you're really trying to sell it. And I get it. You got to make your money. In the words of Cat Williams, make your money, boo-boo. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But no. But this was their way also to hold Trevor accountable to mm-hmm. see why he just blatantly lied. Because he really did pull at America's heartstrings. Like, everybody felt for him. And then we find out he's a turd.
Well, okay, first of all, Michelle says, I was not a fan of Trevor, so not everybody. He seemed too nice and not real. And Sinan's fans said, well, Trevor had an existential out-of-body experience. His soul is still floating over Mars somewhere.
Possibly. But I thought this was his time to try to, like, make himself look better, and he did. And then he just caved and said, can I leave? Which, I'm like, you're Gaston, you were too big to be this much of a
Gaston. As Sarah S says, this is Trevor from Farm State. I know you said State Farm, but he wasn't wearing the red, so we're gonna call him Farm State. We can't even disrespect State Farm
this
like
was
that.
His shot. This was his shot to make him look better. And I'm sure there's a story and there's a reason behind it, but everything that Trevor said made it look worse. You like toxic relationships, you're in a relationship with someone who's toxic. And that's your reason? That's what you have to say to everybody? No.
Very
sir.
Important question then, because you just said that. Nikki B says, Terrell, what would you have said if you were Trevor?
Well, Nikki B, thank you for asking me that question. Appreciate that. I can't say what Trevor would have said. I can say that this was his time to actually try to clear his name, because there's a whole lot of ick about him. This was his opportunity to try to speak up, and he didn't. He could have said whatever. He could have even lied. He had nothing. He had no lie. He had no truth. He just had nothing and just sat there and was like, can I leave? Is it okay if I leave? Do. Yeah, no. That's on Trevor. Sorry.
And once they gave him the opportunity to leave, he got up and got out of there quick. Like Crystal Case says, Trevor was just talking in circles, because the truth is he was trying to scam the TV. So, yeah. Trevor is Hulk, baby.
Yeah, he was. There was nothing that he could have said that would have made him look better, especially the way he handled it. So yeah. I'm glad that he said, hey, can I leave and get off the stage? Yeah, get off the stage. And I love how Nick brought that back up. Well, you said you wanted to leave. You're welcome to go.
He then hit him with the Martin. Get to stepping.
Yeah. I thought he was gonna hit him with remember the Matt James from the Black Bachelor? Can I walk you out?
Can I walk you out? Oh, man. Speaking of images, and did they do themselves any favors? AD and Clay, these two. Clay got off way too easy.
Way too easy.
Okay.
Way too easy. Yeah, way too easy, because he came out with the emotions and all that. And so they felt like, well, we can't really kick a man while he's down. No, if any man deserved to be kicked while he was down, it was Clay. And so they totally threw him softball questions. I do like how Clay gave props to Brett, because we all thought Brett and Tiffany were our Amy and Johnny. We wanted to fast forward to them, but Brett just seems like a great guy. But I thought that they could have been a lot harder on Clay. They didn't bring up the fact that Clay said that he didn't know AD's finances, and that was one of the reasons why he didn't feel it. I'm glad they didn't dig too deep into Clay's mom and dad, because they're not there to defend themselves.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's right. But there's a whole lot of things Clay said that they should have just had a field day. And that was, I think all the viewers, we wanted to see that.
I would love to agree with you. However, Nikki B, who never fails to disappoint, says, to not disappoint, I'm sorry. She said that anyone else shed a tear when Clay was talking. Lois head in shame. No, I think, Nikki, you are the only one. I mean, you and Terrell are usually on the same page. Not today. I know this already.
No, if Clay wants my sympathy, he'll look in the dictionary between shit and syphilis. I'm not feeling it for him. There's nothing about him that makes me feel sad for him. Great that you're getting therapy. Great that you're getting work, because we know you need it. We all are on board. But he deserved to be held accountable for the way that he treated AD.
You know, you have called him a salesman all season long, right? And I finally saw it because, okay, Shoshana says Brett is a needle in a haystack, right? Clay knows that. He sees Brett out there and is like, brother man, can I latch on to you for a second? So he uses that. I mean, because you're right. We all said this about Brett. Brett and Tiffany, we knew when we during their season, this is the couple. This is the man that you're like, okay, he's got it together. He's ready for this. He is going to treat her right. And he did. And he has. And I thought that was a great moment. Only thing I take about it is a great moment for Brett. Because Brett's response to that and the fact that he was almost choking up. Because he's like, yo, it's not even, hey, I was just trying to do right. Right? And then he even said, I didn't have the best example either. So, and I hate when people try to use the fact that daddy wasn't home that makes you an asshole. Stop it.
Right. He kept using the excuse. It'd be one thing if he goes to the reunion and says, you know, looking back on a year ago, I said that I didn't have the best example, but here's the reality. I chose this, and this is what I'm trying to work on myself. I would applaud Clay all day long if he did that. Yeah. But he's still using the same excuses that his daddy used. And so I just don't respect him. And great, get the work, get the help, do all the things you need to do to help yourself, Clay, because we all know you need it. But I just don't respect your answers. And I feel like everything you're saying is for the cameras. It's fake. The whole emotional thing and AD's the love of my life.
Oh my God.
And all that. I don't buy any of it. And I'm so glad AD didn't buy it, because the whole time I'm like, AD, if you show some kinks on this, I'm going to be like, hey, AD, get it together.
Now, let us not pretend like I don't think there's anybody in this chat right now that doesn't think. I get it. AD stood up to him on stage. They hooked up after he walked out on her at the altar. There's not the hug. Yo, the hug after. The way she grabbed his head. That was movie worthy. That palm in the back of the head and all that. That was. Am I the only person that thinks they hooked up after?
No, that's why he feels like he
said what he wants to.
They possibly did. But here's what I'll say to Precious Me, who says that Clay is just a victim, period. Okay. Is he a victim? Sure. But is he also the person that made AD a victim in this show? Yes. And he has to own both of those. You can say that you grew up with a bad experience. You had different role models and all those different things. Totally great. But you also have to admit that you were the bad person to AD. And he has to own that. And I don't think he's ever going to own that.
Right.
Now, AD also has to own the fact that she accepted a lot of that stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
she did.
I get it. You know, she brought some of that stuff that's on her too. But I'm glad that she didn't listen to some of the crap he was saying. And then, you know, feel like, well, maybe we can make it work. And who knows? It's been a year. They could be dating now. Who knows?
Yeah. Judy asks, am I the only one who doesn't really like AD? Wow.
I'm not going to say I don't like AD. I think that AD really wanted this and really wanted marriage so much that she just ignored the red flags and went into this knowing that she ignored red flags. So some of this is on her, but Clay is the one. If Clay would have did like Jimmy and just said, hey, I can't go to the altar with you and not do it. I just don't believe Clay that he says it was a game time decision, because that's what an athlete would say. That's not a game time decision. You knew you were not ready to marry this woman. Don't embarrass her, bring her family out, all that. Be like Jimmy or even Jeremy. And just say no. It's not going to work out.
Brown Girl 44 says, I wanted an explanation of why they were together at Thanksgiving, because somebody had to be the dressing and it was her.
She had to be the dressing. That's what it was.
I'm sorry. Cranberry sauce.
Well, and see, this is, I try not to pay attention to, you know, what happens outside the show.
Yeah.
Just really talk about what I saw. I don't know why they hung out outside the show. I have no idea. Maybe it's therapeutic for both of them, because I think both families healed a little bit through this process. I think both of them have grown some through this process. But I'm glad that AD wasn't falling for Clay's BS. I don't think Clay thinks he's the love of his life and all that stuff. I just don't buy it.
Now, TM10 says, AD said Clay's exactly the type of guy she usually goes for and still went headfirst into the relationship. Yes. Shoshana says, AD said she didn't want to be like Clay's mom. And then Terry Joe says in a recent interview, AD said she and Clay are flirty friends, whatever the heck that means. Would you like to explain?
I don't know what it means. If you're flirty friends,
I know exactly what that means. Get it?
If you're flirty friends with somebody that embarrassed you on national TV, embarrassed you and your family, knowing he was not ready to make this commitment, his family knowing, because we always said a mom and dad know their son. They knew Clay wasn't ready to get married. To me, all of them, AD should distance herself from and focus on her own healing. Focus on her own growth. But Clay's a mess. And I've been saying Clay is a mess. I hope that he's getting the help that he wants. I hope he winds up being the better guy that he really wants to be. But everything that he's showing on TV is fake to me.
So here's the thing, because the question was asked about why she was at Thanksgiving. Toy says, AD says she was invited, so she went. Michelle says, she said, AD said the mom was in town and invited her for dinner. And Isis Blue says she gave the explanation in an interview with Kimmy Crawford. Apparently she kind of said why, let's see, where did I see that one just now? Again, same thing about her being invited to it. And that's cool. You're invited. And if that's the excuse you want to use for everybody, that's cool. But,
like I was invited. That's why I went. I was invited. Okay.
You know what? Needs to invite a lot of people too. AD needs some therapy to find out why she's attracted to that. Exactly. Because she didn't seem to. I like the way she tried to say no. You had the chance for all this on the show. But I wonder when the cameras weren't there, what really happened. Again, that moment, she was hurt, but she still, rather than don't touch me, she was give me all of that. And at that moment, and I said this then, Clay knows I can get this anytime I want. This is mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can. And I'm hoping that AD closes that door. She doesn't spin the block and she just moves forward with what she wants to in her life.
With Matthew?
She's a good person. She has a lot of great things. I hope it's not Matthew because we all think Matthew's crazy. But regardless, I think that she can just move on. And I hope that Clay realizes that he's the problem. Don't blame your dad. Don't blame all these people. You are choosing to do these things to women that you're doing to them. You have to stop that. Your dad is not going to tell you some type of message that all of a sudden going to make you treat women better.
Yep.
There's nothing his dad is ever going to tell him. Be like, you know what? I thought about it. My dad was right. And now I'm going to start being different. No, you got to break the cycle.
Sarah S. says the fact that AD went on dates with Matthew was the craziest part of the reunion. And Janissa said the way Clay looked at AD when they brought up Matt was impeccable. He did not, even though this is not the first time he's heard it. But again, playing up for the cameras? Or was he really hurt that, wait, somebody else is going to get my side piece?
I'm really curious if Matt and the white Amber, if hooked up, if there's anything.
They went out on a date, though.
I'm just curious. Like, if anything happened with that, I'd really be curious to see what happened. And Matt chose not to join the reunion, which we get it.
Yeah.
It would have been positive for him, so I get why he wouldn't want to do it. But I really wonder if him and White Amber actually, you know, hit it off.
White Amber is hilarious.
I call it White Amber because, you know, you have Black Amber.
So do you have original Amber? In it? No, never mind. Okay. So,
original extra crispy? Is that what we're doing? Like chicken?
I did not go that route. Don't you start that.
I did it. That's my fault.
Put the drink down.
Sorry. That's cheers. Original extra crispy.
Oh my God. Speaking of people who got off the hook, Jimmy and Chelsea, this right here, they got off way too easy.
This is one of the ones that I think was a miss for the reunion. There were so many stories. And maybe I tried to really analyze why they did this. And I'm thinking Chelsea's taking a whole lot on the chin. Mm-hmm. No pun intended. But she's taking a lot on the chin.
You meant that.
She's taking a lot of hits on the chin. And so maybe they said, hey, they've gotten beat up enough in the public eye. Let's leave them alone. But there's a lot of unanswered questions there. The only thing they really talked about is that Chelsea and the comments she made about Jimmy and the friend that he hooked up with.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they really touched on, which I was really disappointed because I feel like there was a lot more we could have got out of that. It was sad to hear that that ruined the friendship between Jimmy and, is it Barbara? Is that the one? So Jimmy and the friend that he had sex with at some point are no longer friends. And this whole experience ruined it, which I feel bad about that for him. But also, I blame Jimmy for that. You shouldn't have brought her on the show.
Okay, or should she not have come on the show? Because
both.
Okay, because at the end of the day, why are you mad at him for telling her, right? Be mad at her. Is she wrong? And here's a real question. And this is for everybody in the chat, especially all the women in the chat. Because here's the problem. This is usually the issue when women get mad at the other woman, right? Well, this time she didn't get mad at the other woman. She got mad at her friend for telling the woman that he was supposed to be involved with, about to get married to, and he told her, hey, you know what? Let me explain something to you real quick. Is he supposed to keep that secret? Is he really supposed to keep that secret? I know women are better at keeping secrets, but was Jimmy supposed to keep that secret? Was he wrong for telling the woman he thought he was going to marry, hey, by the way, just so you don't feel awkward in this situation, she got it one time. All the good stuff you love, she got it, but only one time. Now, Chelsea was wrong for bringing it on camera, but that's her fault.
All right, so let's take the camera out of the situation. Let's just bring it to real life. I personally believe that if you are close friends, if I'm dating somebody and they are close friends with a male and it was someone they slept with, whether it be 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, I want to know. Mm-hmm. It's not going to make me not date you. I just want to know. Mm-hmm. But I would be more upset that if I'm dating this person for years,
right,
and I'm being cool with these guys that are in her friend group, and we're hanging out, we're going hiking and doing this stuff, and then I just randomly find out a year or two later that y'all used to hook up back in the day and you never told me, I would be so pissed.
Yes. That's my point.
For me, I think what Jimmy did was right in telling her, because she would find out eventually they were going to stay together. Mm-hmm. But what she did, I feel, was more wrong. But I don't fault Jimmy for telling her. I think Jimmy should have just not brought this girl on the show, because he could have told her, never brought her on the show. No one would have known who she was. But so, now we all know.
If he didn't, what about if he brought her to the wedding? Because I know that's a big issue for a lot of people. Oh, well, if it's somebody you dealt with before, they can't come to the wedding. What if it was a decade ago? What if it was, you know, well, if it was 10 days ago, yes, I get that. But if it's a decade ago, it's a big difference.
I want to know. I don't care how.
Yes.
I don't care how long ago it was. If he put tab A into slot B at some point in y'all's life, I want to know about it, because I'm going to be friends. It doesn't bother me. It was before you met me. I just want to know about it. But I think that you have to tell the person, because if you don't, and then they find out later through other people that y'all hooked up at some point and you never told her, it's worse. So it's better to be honest.
And that's all he did. He was honest. Like Tanner says, if Chelsea would have found out later, Chelsea would have lost it. And we all know that. Michelle, we know. Chelsea should have kept her mouth shut. She didn't. It's hard for her. Chin weighs her down. It's okay. RB says, what? What? RB says, Jimmy and the friend look like they still have chemistry. She's probably, now here's where you lost me. You may be right that they look like they still have chemistry. She was probably pressuring Jimmy to break up with Chelsea. I don't see that, because if they only did it once, as Jimmy claimed, which he could be lying. I'm not going to say that he wasn't lying about that. He could be lying. Yes. Once a night, maybe. Okay. But I don't think she was pressuring Jimmy to break up with Chelsea, because there's no hope for them.
But here's the deal, though. And I agree with people in the chat that says she still might not be invited to the wedding. And that's fine. if he tells her and she's like, hey, look, I get it, y'all are friends, but because our wedding is going to be on TV, mm-hmm. I don't need her coming to this. We can have a separate ceremony and you can bring all your other friends who all know the drama.
Yep.
And I could be okay with that because I know you're into me. That would make sense. But if your partner is not cool with this person from your past being at your wedding, like, I couldn't do it. There's no way, no way. If I'm getting married and like my fiance is, I'm not engaged, but my fiance is wants to invite somebody that she used to sleep with. No, that person can't come to the wedding. Now, if y'all are still acquaintances where every once a year, happy birthday or whatever, but no, as far as that's about it. But at least you give me the power of choice. But if I don't know and I got to like find this out through the grapevine, I'm going to be so pissed.
This is going to be a random thought at some point in one of our random thought episodes. And we definitely got to bring that one back, especially when Connie's saying stuff like this. But why are y'all still friends? LOL. What do you mean? So y'all can't smash and still be friends? What kind of relationships are y'all in that you can't be friends with somebody you smashed with before?
The way you say that, it comes out really bad. Y'all can't smash and still be friends? It really does sound bad. But
it does sound bad, doesn't it? I know.
It does. It really does. But I have people in my friend circle that we dated or slept together, you know, got to know each other in the biblical sense many years ago. And even if I'm in a relationship right now and my girlfriend's going to meet some people, I'm going to say, hey, BTW, this is so-and-so that you're going to meet. They're going to be there. We hooked up in 2010. So long ago, 14 years ago, but I'm still going to let you know. Yeah. That way it's not a big deal.
Funniest thing, and this was a long time ago, right? And I remember I'm dating this girl. We're really new in the relationship. We walk into this place, and I see one of my homeboys. I'm like, oh, what's up, man? And I'm literally about to introduce him to her. And she purposely steps in front of me and says something to him so I know that they know each other first. And then she tells me later, yeah, remember this person I told you about? That's him. She didn't know we knew each other. But it's just one of those things. I was just like, because had I found out after, had I tried to introduce them, that would have been way worse. That budding relationship would have been over immediately. How dare you 100%. Let me introduce you to your ex?
100%. Because the one situation I can think of, I was dating somebody, and there was a particular bar in Austin that she would always go to and let her clique of friends. And I'm there, and she said, hey, Terrell, this is so-and-so. And I meet this guy, and the guy is really cool. He's like, oh, yeah, y'all been together for how long? Cool. Are you going to go to the New Year's Eve party? I'm like, yeah, I'm invited to that. What do you drink? I want to make sure I have a bottle for you. I'm like, well, at that time, I was like, well, I'll take Crown. So he was like, I got you covered. So this dude's being super nice and then tells me he's going to have a bottle of Crown waiting for me at this party. New Year's Eve comes, we get to the party, and I get there. He's like, Terrell, what's up, man? Good to see you again. Hey, come here. Brings me in the kitchen, has a cabinet where he has my bottle. I'm like, this dude is super dope. Weeks later, I found out that they used to be friends of benefits, and she never told me. And I was so pissed about that because
the drink was the benefit.
At this party knew. Everybody at this party knew that they used to hook up.
And
I didn't
that's
know. And
the
I feel
point
like
I'm
I
making.
Look like the ass. Right.
Yes. And that's the point. Jimmy was not wrong in that. Chelsea was definitely wrong. But as this whole thing of, inviting an ex or somebody you used to deal with to a wedding. And again, we're gonna end up doing this as a random thought because like Jay Seso said, I went to my first love's wedding and I gave the couple a very nice gift. Because if you're past it and you're an adult about it, you can say, I wish you the best. And I actually mean it.
Well, it depends on what the nice gift was. I mean, if it was like a nice trip or some flowers or whatever, that's a nice gift. If it was the hurt, well.
Kimberly says, my ex came to my wedding. We are still friends for over 40 years. It's possible. Sometimes you realize you're better friends than lovers. Like Shoshana says, yes, we can be friends, but only having female best friends for a man is a huge red flag.
But if the man tells you up front and lets you know who these friends are, here's our relationship. This person I slept with, this person I've been friends with, this one's like a sister to me. As long as you know, I think there's nothing wrong with that. I think when you find out later, that to me is the betrayal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And like Layla says, great title for a country song. Y'all can't smash.
No, I mean, I got some great guy friends that if I met a girl and she tells me, because of course, once you, you know, you meet somebody new, then you eventually become Facebook friends or social media friends. Mm-hmm. And I start to have mutual connections. Like, how do you know so-and-so? Oh, well, back in the day, I'm like, let me stop you there. I know him.
Yeah.
I know what he was like back in the day. So if y'all hooked up, this is not going to be a thing. I can't.
Connie says, I can wish you the best and still not be friends. LOL. It's easy. And by the way, just because somebody knows somebody from college doesn't mean that things happened. OK, let's just be clear there, because I'm just saying, I walked through the office and it was like,
really,
somebody
now?
Who? Yes, exactly. And you know that. But I'm just saying, it's one of those things where everybody always thinks like, because that it doesn't necessarily always mean that. OK,
well, now, but it also means that we didn't have the opportunity in college.
Oh my God.
To cross that path, but we would have. So there's that.
Yeah, Ian, you never know. Because some people in college, you would have never touched with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, true. True.
Okay, exactly. Speaking of those who don't have a 10-foot pole between them, Amy and Johnny, these two right here, amazing couple. We love the love that they have, but damn, am I the only one that fast-forwarded through their entire thing on stage?
No, I fast-forwarded through a lot of things about them. And I fast-forwarded through it not because I have any animosity towards them. I think they're wonderful. Amy is gorgeous. Johnny seems really dope. I love watching this couple. They're good, but I don't want to watch it because there's all this other drama that I want to find out about. They're the only couple that made it. So I did kind of fast-forward through their stuff.
Okay, and so we shall do the same and fast forward onto another couple that apparently Nick and Vanessa fast forwarded through, Brittany and Kenneth. Apparently, Kenneth can talk to Brittany. If she's not in the room in his face and she's on the other end of a phone, they can have a conversation.
Apparently, they are BFFs, and that's great if that's what they got out of this experience. But there was a lot of questions that all of us wanted to get answered that Nick and Vanessa didn't ask. So I felt like, what was the point of them even being there? It was the most letdown, one of the biggest letdowns to me of a Love is Blind history, because there was so much there that we could have talked for hours about their situation. Yes. And all you ask them about is why you're on the phone so much. That's all we got out of that. No.
Like Sarah S. says, why did we waste time with the successful couple and only give Kenneth 5 seconds to explain himself? It was terrible. I can't believe that. And Nicole has the reason, because they took his phone for the reunion. That's why.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was boring. And I felt like there were so many unanswered questions that we still have about Kenneth and Brittany. So I was really disappointed about that.
Sanal says, I didn't believe Ken's excuse. It looked like he was mindlessly scrolling, not answering emails. We all knew what his excuse was going to be. Well, you know, as the principal of a middle school, there's so much happening. I've
charter school.
There.
Charter school.
Charter school.
Not to minimize charter schools, but it's 9 days different. You don't really see too many 28-year-old principals of a public school, middle school. But so do you, Kenneth. I'm happy for you. Smart guy, cares about his kids and all that. But that was a huge nothing burger out of that couple. There's so much we wanted to ask Brittany. I didn't need to hear Kenneth's bullshit.
Yeah.
Brittany, what did you think of X? Let's hear what Brittany felt. And she didn't get her chance to say anything.
Ronnie B has her own thought as to what happened and why they're BFFs right now, I'm going to leave that alone. And if you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, come to YouTube and read it yourself, because we're not going to read it out loud. I'm like, yo, man. And look, hey, High Vibe, you're absolutely right. He did look like he was chatting in someone's DMs, because when he was like, all right, right before he said, all right, let's hug it out so we know there's no beef. He was like, just broke up. I'm on the way over.
On my way.
Let's hug it out. OMW.
OMW. On my way.
Yo, that was so bad. And like, like I said, they Toya C says they are way too close of friends. Why are they not together? I'm sure the people in the chat that will answer as to why. But you know what? Sometimes you're better friends than in a relationship. Kenneth wasn't ready for Brittany. Okay, plain and simple. I'm not saying that she is that much better than him. I'm just saying that because quite a few people decide to get in the damn chat and think that we couldn't believe, oh my God, that this black man would leave this white woman. Stop it. Stop it. All right? I just want to get that out real quick. Stop it. When you look at it, if you stop, we always got to look at color. It's the fact was, we all agreed that she was a good woman. And we said from the beginning, we said Amy and Johnny were the couple. And what did we say after these two? We're like, yo, no, this is the couple. Because these two look perfect for each other. So, whatever. I'm going to leave it alone.
100%. I mean, a lot of people thought you and I were, how do the young people say, capping for Kenneth?
And caping.
Whatever. We're, is it caping?
Whatever.
Whatever the hell it is. Whatever the young people are saying, just stay off my grass, right? But who cares? But the whole point is, like, I don't care who Kenneth is with. I think Brittany's a good woman, and he just screwed her over for whatever reason. And why he did and why he chose to do what he did, and vice versa, because I know there's Brittany's side, which is what I wanted to hear in the reunion, is more of Brittany's side of what happened. Because there's all the speculation. There's stuff that everybody's talking about. I wanted to hear what Brittany said. Hey, this is what happened. We talked about this. Here's how I felt. And this is the decision I made. Hey, great. Mm. But it was lacking. So really disappointed that they didn't come at those two.
Jay says it's capping. No, what we're talking about is caping. Because they were saying he was caping. We were caping for this white woman. For this black man to be with this white woman. Stop it. So, yeah, that's, yeah. I know what cap is. Used to do a whole segment called Who's Capping? Terry Jones.
You know more than I do. You know more than I do, because
I've been trying to tell you this forever. But thank you for finally acknowledging it. I appreciate it. That is the bourbon talking. Thank you, Woodford Double Oaked. Thank you.
I walked into that one. Sorry. We're going to have to do an edit.
There's no edit. This is live. Terry Joe says Kenneth wasn't attracted to her for whatever reason. That's fine. Just be honest about it. I've been a principal and it is a lot of work, but you create balance. Exactly. You make time for what you want to make time for. K Ross, I'm not even going to even say anything. I'm going to leave that alone.
So Slya says it was very disappointing to waste time with Jessica and Jimmy arguing over nothing. They wasted more time talking to those old pod people. If they wanted to have a homecoming for OGs, do it separately. Yeah. I agree. There was nothing that came out of that between Jessica and Jimmy. I feel like Jessica's all about herself and wanted to like do something with herself. All this, every time she mentions Autumn, she wants to cry on TV. I don't buy it because... Right. Remember when she got back after Jimmy rejected her, she waited a few days to reach out to Autumn. Stop it. I just don't buy it. I think she wants the sympathy. She has her comedy career. I've been trying to go on YouTube to find some of her comedy clips to see if she's funny. I'm curious if she's even funny. So if anyone else has checked her out, let me know.
Yeah. Crystal K says that Jessica and Jimmy convo pissed me off. She wanted 15 minutes. And Sue Boo says, didn't care for the OGs. Yeah, it really didn't matter. Did we really need to know that They were gonna, Micah and whoever the other guy was, I forgot his name already, were gonna be on Perfect Match, you know, because we're not watching it anyway. It's okay. We're not gonna do that. That's not gonna happen. Right. Okay.
No.
So they didn't even need to tell us that. We were fine without it. We were absolutely fine without it.
Well, the great thing is we all got through this season together. It was rough. It had its moments, but we got through season 6 of Love is Blind. I don't want to watch Perfect Match. I don't want to see what happens. I'm glad Izzy got his credit game back up and he's done well, but I don't care. I'm just happy that we got through it and now we can move on with our lives because this was something else this season.
Yeah, it definitely was. And, you know, so one of the things that we're definitely going to do, I know, Terrell said, we are not going to do. Oh, he actually put it on mute this time. Just want to let you guys know. one of the things we're not going to do is Perfect Match, but there is something else that we're about to do. And it's one of those things that we did last year, right? It's another show that popped up and we did a good job with it last year. We thought it was good. We thought it could have its better moments. It's starting already. I want to say this. Is it this Sunday? Yeah, this Sunday. Summer House, Martha's Vineyard returns. They've got more of the cast, a lot of the cast returning, but then they've even got some new people joining the cast. And so we're going to do that one as well, too. Now, we still have to finish Ready to Love. So we've got to do that one. That's what? That's going to be Wednesday. We're going to do that. I know Married at First Sight comes on Wednesday. So we're going to do Ready to Love so we can get this on the way because Terrell's in Houston right now. He's still got to get back to Austin. So we're going to go ahead and do Ready to Love Wednesday when he gets back safely into Austin, and then Thursday we'll do the last two episodes of Married at First Sight. Did you take yourself off mute? No, you haven't.
Sorry about that. So, hey, high vibe before you talk shit. Yes, I had to go take a little break, and I washed my hands. So there's that. So judge me all you want, but. And I put it on mute this time because I'm literally right next to the bathroom. And so I'm glad I caught myself.
That y'all can see fun. What I see in the background. He was like, oh, wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
Terrell is fighting for his life.
Sorry. I had to go. What do you want me to do? So I had to do what I had to do, but I washed my hands. But Martha's Vineyard, Summer House, that was my idea when we did it the first time. So shout out to me for coming up with that. But I'm excited for this. It's roughly the, as Yanni pointed out, a lot of the same cast members, a few new people. But I'm really curious to see where this is going to go. I enjoyed doing that show, actually. And there were some really cool people that I'm hoping that maybe them doing it another season, they might like be like some of the folks from... Ready to Love and catch us and want to watch the show, jump in the chat as well as join us and come on, let us interview.
You know, it's the good thing is we do know one of the people who was helping cast this season. So it was good. Hopefully he will get some of these folks on and go that route. Before we get out of here, man, want to go through some of these comments real quick. Let's see. When talking about the whole, you know, being friends with the ex or inviting them to the wedding or whatnot, or just running into them with the person you're currently seeing. Sedan's fan says, my city too small. This happened to me with a couple of alphas. You know how y'all alphas do, Terrell?
Hey, I met someone a couple of years ago on a dating app that she was going through a divorce with an alpha. I didn't know him, but we're both alphas. And was just the more the stories she was, no. The more the story she was telling me, I was thinking to myself, you know, this is just too much. I don't want to get in the middle of that. But when you do live in a small town, I would actually say it's better because living in a small town taught me how to actually have conversations with people and end it rather than just ghosting people. I think in big cities, it's easy to ghost folks. Houston is huge. You can be dating somebody for a couple months and just stop taking their calls. And I think that's crappy. But I think when you live in those smaller spots, it makes you actually have to have a conversation with somebody, which is better.
Nikki B says, it happened to me with an Alpha, Kappa, and Sigma at a fashion show.
Well,
I want to hear that story. I'm not gonna lie. I want to hear that story.
And Nikki, you need to start dating some goddamn individuals and stop dating people in fraternities. That's a you problem. That's not those fraternities problems.
Layla says grown ass people can handle past lovers. People who cannot should probably never get married in the real world.
I don't know if I agree with that. I see where Layla's coming from.
That's what I want to make sure.
I see where Layla's coming from, but I think that grown people can handle past lovers. But the question is it past lovers? If the person told you that this were their past lovers, what if they never told you that these were their past lovers? And, you know, now it's at your wedding and these people are showing up. There's a lot of questions I would have in that. And I think people can handle it as long as we're being honest about the relationships that these past lovers came in. That's not a surprise.
Now, for those who came into the live a little later, you may have missed. And by the way, Nikki says, look, man, I was in college. Easy. That's the perfect excuse. But I was in college. All right, you know what? All right, cool. We get it.
Well, I mean, I was in college and I did some dumb things, but also out of college. From 25 to 35, I did a lot of stupid things too. But that wasn't college. That was me.
Hey, when you carry college life past college life, it's okay sometimes. As long as at some point. So, you know, at some point we did. So those who may have missed the early conversation about the fact of what happened with your car and the fact that I'm in Houston, you're in Houston, your car got hit. Connie says, wait, you're in Houston? Welcome to H-Town. Whoever hit you is probably visiting. Don't blame us.
This is not my first time to Houston. I've been in Texas since I was 4, and I'm 49. So I got a lot of experience being in Texas. I'm going to blame Houston right now because that's the only thing that makes me feel good. But I can't say it's an out-of-towner. Who knows who it was? Things happen. This is what I told Yanni. I'm just thankful that I can let this ruin my week. It's only Monday. I can let this just set the tone for my whole week and be angry. Or I can say, I'm thankful I have insurance. I'm thankful I can afford the deductible at any time and I can get this fixed and I can just move on with my life. It just pisses me off because I think that there are people out there who do stuff like this that don't care a thing about other people. And if somebody would have left a note and said, my bad, I wouldn't have sued them. I wouldn't have done anything. I'd be like, hey, it happens. At least you were honest about it. That's what makes me more irritated. And I think maybe that's where my Houston vibes come from. Because I can feel like people in Houston be like, oh, well, he has an Audi. He can handle it. No, it's the principle. So I'm not going to give Houston folks a pass on this one.
The good thing is, by the way, I like how you threw that out there really smooth. But the good thing is, at least now your car won't have a side tooth. A missing side tooth.
No, I can't let my car run around with a missing side tooth. Someone at work, they were talking about it like, well, you know, it's not that big a deal. And I was like, well, let me back up for a second. I don't have kids. So this is my baby. I'm like, are you going to let your baby walk around with a black eye forever and just be fine with it and just have this dent and ding in it forever? No, I'm going to go get it fixed. But it's the fact that I have to do it. The fact that this whoever did this in their little drunken St. Patrick's Day night did something stupid and it just bothers me. I can't let it go. I can't fix it.
Or you should have listened to little baby Jesus on your left shoulder when it told you, hey, you might want to move your car over to the next parking spot.
Possibly. But remember yesterday was like, I don't know if I really feel like driving to Houston. I might just wait till Monday morning.
Or Monday morning. Right.
I don't really want to go.
Don't do it.
What did you say?
Don't do it. I knew you were gonna. What did you say? Matter of fact, you know what I'm gonna do? I have no idea what happened to Terrell just now.
No. Don't even do that. What did you tell me yesterday? You were like, look, there's no point in you just being at home, kind of feeling bad what you're going through. You just come up to Houston, we can go out and get something to eat, we have some drinks. And I said, you know what? I'm in a funk. I might as well get on the road and go to Houston. Let's go to Perry's. Let's have some steaks, have some whiskeys. This will make me feel better. if I'd have stayed my black behind at home and left Sunday or Monday morning, maybe Black Beauty wouldn't have a black eye right now. I'm not saying it's your fault.
All somebody could have drove through your garage door and hit your car then.
Drove through my garage door and just hit me. That could have happened. So
it was going to happen anyway.
I'm not saying it's your fault, but all I'm saying is my original gut told me to stay home Sunday and just leave Monday morning and get on the road, and maybe this wouldn't have happened. But it is what it is. It happened. I'm not going to let it ruin it. I'm glad we got a chance to do this. I've not been in the mood to do any of these shows and come on live, but Yanni's helped me out, and I feel a lot, you know, in a good, much better place. I'm glad we got a chance to do this. So many people in the live hanging out. I've enjoyed it, and y'all have helped me feel better. You have no idea how much you have helped me feel better. Maybe one day I'll tell you the story behind that.
Yeah, and just like Shoshana said, Terrell's blaming Yanni like Clay blames his dad. Thank you.
Yeah, because all the black men I know ain't shit. And all the Catholics I've ever hung out with ain't shit. And so these Catholics got me out here in these streets doing things their fault.
Hey, watch your mouth. My wife watches this podcast. Hey, don't forget, we're back Wednesday, Ready to Love. Thursday, we've got the two episodes. We're going to do it all in one of Married at First Sight. And then, Sunday starts. Man, this is going to be something. So we'll be back with Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. It's going to be an interesting season. So looking forward to all these with you guys.
Looking forward to Preston. Preston's my dog on Summer House. Of course.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
So there's that.
We'll excuse him for that. Hey, I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rood, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit on the internet we'll talk about on a regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
Why is your glass empty?
Just to swallow.